All right. Well, good to be here tonight. IBOM is located in Asheville, North Carolina. Somebody said you need to change the name of it. Said it's I-bomb. We're going to blow somebody up. Amen. But anyway, it stands for International Baptist Outreach Missions. We're located in Asheville, North Carolina. Dr. Runyon, he's a present founder of IBOM. There's my wife, Teresa. I call her Mother Teresa. Amen. And she's a mother of our children. But 40 years, I'm married this year, and then I married her in the 11th grade in high school, and she's 16. Amen. And we have a radio station in Asheville, North Carolina, called WKJV. You don't have to worry about where we stand. Amen. And it's under IBOM. And matter of fact, WKJV just bought AM 1010, Billy Graham's old station in Bryson City. And we're combining the two. We're going to be 47,000-watt station. And so anyway, next week they'll be having their share-a-thon. I know you are familiar with that. Now, this is our family over here on the left side, Rebecca. She's our firstborn, Chad, our son-in-law. And I love grandbabies, amen, Casey, Mackenzie, and Riley. Then our middle daughter, Rachel. And then, of course, Jonathan. He just got called to preach. And again, you find Angeli, Brinley, and look right here, these are identical twins, Haley and Kenley, and all girls. And of course, Kimberly, our baby daughter, she still lives at home, and you pray for her. She's been having a lot of major stomach issues, but anyway, I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And but anyway, she's waiting on Romeo, and so if you know of anybody, we're willing to pay money. Amen. And so anyway, but she's a good one. IBOM, we're 204 churches now. We have 4 Bible colleges, and of course, these are the countries we work in. We train national pastors to have New Testament Baptist churches. We support a national pastor for 3 to 4 years, sponsor a church building project within, try to do that in the first year or second. Our goal is to become indigenous in a 3 to 4 year program. Of course, I worked Egypt for 10 years. This right here is our biggest tent meeting we ever had in El Minya. And that was in 2005. We had 7,000 people under a tent. And we had 25,000 total attendance in 3 days. 2,000 came forward for salvation. 3 churches were born out of that meeting. Senator Mohammed Batran, they gave Dr. Runyon an honorary doctorate of divinity degree from one of the leading universities there in Cairo. He was really the pioneer for opening up the door of Egypt. Here's our Bible college. We have the graduates from the Bible college. We just had 10 there in March. These are some of the preachers we've helped train. One of our main, of course, main men right there, Boutros Faldos, Peter Abdal Ashiad. And then this brother right here, I'll show you his pastor, I mean, the preacher, his church, Rifat Chawi, there in Ablakarda. This is the mafia. No, these are 2 preachers in El Minya and Brother Heidi there. Now, this right here, we preach there in this building. These people, we have 100 people in and 100 people out. They were sitting on a dirt floor. They have no roof. And so anyway, a good church, and these are independent brethren there in the area of El Minya. Big conference in March of this year, and the same as we did last year. We had over 1,000 people. Last year had 50. We got 60 this time. Preachers coming together. And so anyway, we had training there in the Bible college. This right here is the El Minya Outreach Baptist Church. They're born out of that tent meeting. This is the Ablakarda Baptist Church. Brother Rifat Chawi here. I got to preach in his church there in March of this year, and he's indigenous. Right here we have Michelle Rehan. I'm standing there in the Door Baptist. We have the Ashrafia Baptist. This is on a Sunday morning service in there in Beirut. Brother Michelle Rehan reaches the Sunnite, Alawite, Sunni Muslim, the Moroni there in the area of Lebanon. Now, Samuel Medina, he's our pastor there in Santa Maria Bulacan. This is called the Christian Baptist Church. Right here is what you see right here. We had 750 lost people in that one service. The bottom part is a Bible college. Top part is a Sunday school in the dorms. But Dr. Bud Lance, he heads up a lot of the Filipino ministry. And then Dr. Runyon, he was there last year preaching the 5th commencement exercise. You can see again the emphasis on training the nationals there on the field. We have the church, we have the pastor. Here are 2 works indigenous, Brother Caesar there in Bataan, Suitikabakas, and Batian Iloilo. Both of these pastors are graduates out of the Bible college, and both of them are indigenous. Started this church with Joseph Dago last year in what is called Ta'a. There in Bulacan, we have the church, the congregation, the beautiful building. and he is working toward indigenous principle also. Chris Murray, he was a youth pastor for Dr. Sattler there at Tabernacle years ago. He's our main man there in what is called Bacola, and there in the Philippines, but the church right here made out of bamboo, runs about 400. Again, you can see the emphasis upon training the nationals. It's the Bible College there in Bacola. Brother Ray Witt, he's in the area of Sicatuna, Isabella, and I was with him a couple of years ago, and they had a death threat on. They tried to go and kill him, but anyway, he's been faithful. I want you to look at all the people been saved, amen. Now, here's their baptistry right here, and this is a beautiful building, but anyway, Brother Ray getting his degree there. Luther Spivey heads up Mexico. We work with Kevin Wynn, Mount Zion Baptist Church in Mexico City. He runs 8,000 now on Sunday morning. What we do is we take the graduates out of the college, start churches there in Mexico. We started 49 today. Victor Robles, one of our main men. We built about 25, 27 church buildings like this in Mexico. We shipped in a container, Bibles, tracts, and of course, whole Bibles into Mexico last year. Now, don't run and get your gun, amen. I want to show you what I've been doing for the last 7 years there in the area of Nairobi, Malaba, Mananja, and Uganda. I love to go to safari if I have time. You go out this little road here, all the baboons come to see you. This is my favorite animal in the safari. There were 9 of them having one of them for breakfast, amen. And I videoed the whole thing. I was 10 foot from him, had my window rolled down, and he was looking at me. I took a picture of him. He thought I was a Baptist chicken, amen. And so anyway, of course, I got out of there. Now, we're up to 6 or 7 churches when I took it over there in West Kenya. We had 7, and now we have 67. And so we had 3 buildings, and now at the end of the year, we'll have 44. And but this brother here, Dr. Anthony Ekiko, was taught by a veteran missionary years ago. We started a church, Malaba Outreach Baptist right here, and it was about 15 people. And you can see it's growing. And now out of the church, we have the college. I'll show you in a moment. Have the pastor in place, and then Daho Baptist, he's indigenous, Joseph Ngisi, the Autoret Baptist, Douglas Yeroni. Now we can buy the land, build the building for about $9,000, between $9,000 and $10,000. But you have a concrete floor, you have the brick, you have the metal roof, the rafters, the lights, you have the these are not padded pews, these are benches. Amen. If you move the wrong way, you will shout. Amen. And but anyway, both those two examples of indigenous churches. This was 3 years ago as the acting dean. I want you to notice right here, look, there's the altar and look at the crowd on the inside. These are the graduates, had 28. They all got a Schofield Bible. Then Dr. Melvin Aiken of Tabernacle Baptist Church, he gives me a 11-volume set of commentaries for all every graduate, and he wants to do that. And so anyway, all of the graduates here got a Schofield Bible and 11-volume set of commentaries by Dr. Aiken. And but he had 28 graduates in the Bible College. We bought the van last year. We built the 50-bed dorm, built the 30-bed dorm. We have 80 beds now. He's the preachers when they come. They can stay there in the Bible College dorm. And, of course, these are the little small mattresses. All of them have a mosquito net. You want to have that over there. A fly bit me on the face and laid an egg, and it turned into a worm. Grew on my face, went down to my neck. But anyway, you want a mosquito net. Amen. Now, Francis DeLava, he's our main man in Mananja, Spencer Smith, ground graduate. He is on finishing up his deputation. Now, this woman right here, Francis led her to the Lord. She's the village witch, and we've had 4 witches saved. The witch doctor's been saved, amen. And right here, we always have about 400 open-air meeting, give out John Romans and Swahili. We dedicated 3 small village churches, the one in Mongolia, the one in Kayoli, the one in Katuni. We're building the 4th one right now in Lakoni. Magoli, Kayoli, and Katuni. Brother Steve Miller from Spring Baptist Church in Dyersville, South Carolina, was there preaching for us. He dedicated that work. Now, we're trying to get a work off the ground in the area of Nairobi. When I got there, it was 2 years ago, they had injured 60, I think it was killed 40. We hired security in 4 locations. But anyway, I don't know if it'd protect us or not. But there I said, we had a tent meeting, had 126. All the children got a Bible, and many of them for the first time. Now, my home church, Heritage Baptist Church, built this beautiful building in Nakuni, Uganda. We have 7 churches like this. They waited on us 4 hours to get there on the dedication day. We had 300 present, 30 got saved. But anyway, that's one of the churches there. This is the church in Ngora. Patrick Oyuma, he's a pastor. And so anyway, this church here, he's working toward indigenous principle. Notice everybody holding up Bibles. And I'll show you about that in a moment. We dedicated the one in Kasera and a smaller crowd, but again, working toward indigenous principle. Brother Charles Asaba, this is his church in Bungalsi. And anyway, that church, he's a graduate of the Bible College, working toward indigenous principle. The church is growing. When we bring in all our people, we had 1,800 on the big day. I noticed the children are sitting on bamboo mats. Right here is where I looked out over 1,800 people, part of them anyway. We had them outside, inside. But anyway, I asked them how many had a Bible, and only 100 people raised their hand. It broke my heart. And we stepped out by faith, and I told them, I said, I don't know how, don't know when, but I said, God's going to get you a Bible. And I'll show you what the Lord did. This right here, the Akites Baptist Church, Chris Osori, that church there is indigenous. A youth group raised the money, Pekin, South Carolina, Roanoke Baptist Church, Dr. Jack Shook. They built that church there. Amiro Mojimodo, his church is indigenous now. That's on the inside. We shipped in a container. 340,000 pieces of literature went into Kenya. Put a 1,000-volume library in, given by Dr. Jerry Clark. He was a 17-year assistant, Dr. Seiler. He gave him his library. We put that in there for the Bible College. Our Dr. Anthony Ekoko in his office. The church in Bugoma, this is the only independent Baptist church in Bugoma, Kenya. It's the area where we stay at in the hotel. We have a very lucrative hotel we stay in. It's a minus star 5. Amen. but anyway, that's the church there. Moses Amagora, Trinity Baptist Church in Malaba, Uganda. Another indigenous church now. Stephen Agasaba, James Kelly, Third Street Baptist Church in Cordell, Georgia. He took on Brother Stephen there, and then they built this beautiful building. And there, Brother Kelly went over there and helped to dedicate the church building. Faith Baptist Church there in Thika. We just built another church in Thika Town. Liberty Baptist, I'll show you in a moment. But God give us in 6 months, give me 41,300 King James Bibles. And we shipped those in last year. There's the Bibles leaving there from Shelbyville, Tennessee. And Dr. Lamont there at Bible Literature Foundation. God give us $12,000 in 6 months, ship it in. And, of course, 100 Schofield Bibles, 340 commentaries, all that went in. We went from 1,800 to 2,300 on that big day. Right here's the Bibles. And notice now everybody's getting a copy of the Word of God. Can you imagine having a Bible for the first time? And, I mean, people were weeping. They were crying. Powerful time. There they are handing them out by the cases. Dr. C.W. Fisk was with us on that big day. The fourth preacher preached, and we had 156 to come forward for salvation in one service. Powerful. This was last year. Honestly, the crowds are growing. We went now, from last year we had 3,500. Now I want you to notice these are the children outside, could not even get inside. And this time we set up two tents. I'll show you in a moment. And the reason why the crowds are growing, the churches are growing, people are getting saved, and the churches were starting, and our churches, right now, like I say, at the end of the year, we have 44 church buildings built. And but anyway, we try to bring them all in. That's the reason we're having such big crowds. Last year, we dedicated 8 churches, and the one, Hope Baptist, there was Stephen Olo. He's one of the, I support him monthly, $100 a month. He don't know it, you know it, God knows it. But we dedicated that beautiful building. My home church built that church in Border, Tanzania. Brother Peter Awaga, and this church right here, Grace Baptist, Dr. Gene Rao, there in Casey, South Carolina, Yanton Street Baptist Church. They built that beautiful building there in Sadia. And then in Yada, Brother John, his family, another church pastor working toward indigenous. Kamadi, Victory Baptist, Brother Patrick Ellicott. We dedicated that church, dedicated the one in Bukahojo, there in Uganda, Brother Benny Moot. And notice again, everybody holding up Bibles. Albert Ekwini, he's another one that I support by faith. And so anyway, Kachomo, there in Uganda. And then here, Africanus Emoit. Now, Brother Emoit, he was a Catholic and fought against the church coming to his village. God saved him, called him to preach, went to Bible College, and then look who's the pastor of the church in the village, amen? And that's a modern-day Saul, hallelujah. Lighthouse Baptist Church, David Jordan right there from Shelbyville, Kentucky. They support Brother Africanus and his church, built that beautiful building. He went over there and dedicated it. I shipped in last year 40,000 Swahili coloring books with the Plan of Salvation. Can you imagine a little child never having a coloring book and a box of crayons? But Dr. Ed Leek up there in Colonial Baptist Printing Ministry printed all them and gave to us. And anyway, think of the seed of the Word of God, the harvest of souls that will be saved through those little coloring books. We dedicated these churches in August of this year in the Simbo, Pius Benimoit. There's Dr. Runyon, Dr. Keith Gomez, pastor of Northwest Bible Baptist Church in Elston, Illinois. Runs about 2,700. Right here, yours truly, Spencer Smith. And right there is a pastor, Pius Benimoit. We dedicated to Mukura, their Welcome Hill, Ibrahim Ogima. And then we dedicated the one in the Jelacham, Stephen Amodo. And there we dedicated that church building. Dedicated one in Kodidima, Daniel Etyang. And but anyway, another church working toward indigenous principles, Stanley Olukuria, Heritage Baptist. I named this after my home church, Heritage Baptist. There's a pastor and his wife. All these are graduates of the Bible College. And again, we take them on for $100 a month, put them full time. We try to build these little buildings right here and get them indigenous in a 3 to 4 year program. Canaan Baptist, and matter of fact, Dr. Gene Rao, Acacia, South Carolina, they built this church also, Francis Abukini, and there's Kim, Dr. Gomez's wife, and but anyway, another church working toward indigenous principle. Daniel Mania, there's Brother Daniel right there. He is one of our interpreters, Brother Daniel. They'll dedicate this church in March of this coming year, and we were not able to get up there. Dr. Keith Gomez preached to the church on the big day. These are just the adults on the inside. We couldn't even get the youth or the children inside the church. He preached the fourth message, and we had over 200 to walk the aisle for salvation. All the way across the altar right here, I mean, they are just packed in. They're coming forward to get saved, and they're just hungry for God. Dr. Runyon preached the baccalaureate, Providence Baptist College. All our colleges are under the Northwest Bible Baptist Church. We had 54 graduates this time. And there's Dr. Runyon, Dr. Gomez, myself, Spencer, Dr. Anthony Ekiko. All of the graduates, again, got a Schofield Bible and got 11-volume set of commentaries by Dr. Melvin Aiken. We shipped in another container this year, 1,650,000 tracts, 30,000 Bibles, 350,000 John and Romans, white and English. We shipped in 5,000 Sunday school workbooks. There are some of the Bibles and the commentaries. And this is a record. I didn't think we're going to beat it. But anyway, I want you to look at the people walking to church. I mean, they were just kept coming. I've never seen as many people. We had a tent set up for the youth. We had a tent set up for the children. This is on the outside. Then, of course, you've seen some of the inside. But starting from 9 o'clock all the way to about 5 o'clock, we had counted. They counted 10,200 people that come and were there for the big day. We fed them, amen. And so anyway, but that was a powerful time, and we'll go ahead and stop there. Thank you, my brother, and appreciate the opportunity to take and show you the PowerPoint, amen. And thank you, preacher, for allowing me to come, and good to see you tonight, amen. Thank you, preacher, for allowing me to take and be able to teach in your Sunday school class this morning. And I want to just say thank you for the hospitality, the lodging. And one of the things that's so precious today is, of course, the Money family. I was their pastor for a short while there in Ocean Highway Baptist Church in Wilmington, North Carolina. And I led Brother Money to the Lord, and then I married he and his wife, amen. And I tell you what, it's been a long time since I've seen them, and she's kept her youth, amen. But he's changed. He's changed, and I could tell it when I saw him. You know, you've heard the story about the man and his wife. They were getting ready to go to church one Sunday morning, and she had beautiful silver hair, and he was sitting on the couch waiting on her to come out of the bedroom. And anyway, she came out, had on a beautiful dress, silver hair. And he said, honey, he said, why don't you go back in the bedroom, put on some silver shoes to match your hair? And she said, he said, before we go to church. And she said, well, why don't you go barefooted, amen. All right, amen. But anyway, he hadn't changed that much, amen. He got more hair than I got, amen. But anyway, hair is a very important commodity. I think outside here, preacher, I lost my toupee. Anyway, I'll get it after a while. Amen. I tell you what, I like hair. Amen. Any color, I'll take any color. Amen. I appreciate again the opportunity to come and be with you. Now, your Bible's open now to Psalm 81. Let's all stand, let you stretch a moment. Psalm 81, 10. Anyway, we're going to dive into the scripture here quickly. Thank you again for letting me come and show you what God's doing there in, of course, Malaba, Kenya. Right now, one of the things that we are working on is a church in Busolo, and we're working on another project in the area of Lakoni. And then, the Lord willing, I'm hoping to pray, and I'm praying, asking God, but I'd like to have a record of 10 church buildings built this year. And so to date, we've already got 7, 8, 9, so I don't need but one more, amen. And so we'll have the 10. This is a record year for IBOM. We crossed over the 200 mark of churches started around the world. We're 204 now. And then this is my 40th year preaching. This is our 40th year being married. I asked the Lord to give in January this year, my prayer journal, I asked the Lord for 10 church buildings. And God is doing it.